League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Door's fucking me off already.
Oh man, that's gonna go in.
No.
That's gonna be the thing that goes at the start. Stop. To the Tottenham Way podcast, episode 18 of the Tottenham Way podcast. You are right to roll your eyes, Dan. It's a long old slog.
Do your prep, mate.
Thank you.
You've got one job.
I'm just going to reach 18 episodes, to be perfectly honest. But yeah, Dan, as usual, joining me, Tom. How you doing, mate?
I'm all right. Thanks, mate. Very well.
Good to see you.
And you.
Joining us this week, we've got Catherine, or Kath, who's better known as...
Curly Calf.
And Rosa, who is better known as...
What am I better known as? Oh, it's Rosa La.
Rosa La.
Yeah. Just Rosa, really.
Yes, Rosa, yeah. For the purposes of this, we'll go with Rosa and Calf. Thank you very much for joining us. How you doing?
Very good, thank you. Thank you for asking.
No problem
Pleasure
at all.
Pleasure to be here.
Yeah, good. Thank you so much.
Good. Yeah, no problem at all.
It's nice.
Aren't we?
Yeah.
Starting so politely.
Nice for you to join us on the back of a very positive result and a positive weekend, actually, with other results that went our way as well. We said before, none of us went, did we?
Nope.
Brilliant. So we're all in a position of authority to talk about this. But have you got season tickets?
I do. I share a season ticket with my uncle.
Right, okay.
So he had this week, so I get to go next week, Chelsea.
Oh, nice. Good trade. Yeah, well, we'll see.
But it depends, yeah.
Yeah. Are you Kath?
I don't know, but I've been with Rosa a couple of times.
Right, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, she got the spare.
I get a spare every now and again, it's great.
Yeah. Where'd you sit?
I don't want to say, but I'll say.
Is it Paxton?
No, it's the Upper West.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Only very much company here. You're Upper West, actually, when you go on your uncle's
ticket,
aren't you?
Is that the shelf?
No,
on the side.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
On the side.
Alright.
No, the Upper West is where...
Points.
Yeah.
The Upper West is where all of the miserable old men sit. Obviously not my uncle.
Yeah. No, your uncle's lovely.
Or my dad. Oh yeah, you met my uncle.
He's lovely.
Yeah.
Very nice.
So I go with my dad, and everybody around us complains the whole time. But hopefully not after this week.
It'll be interesting to see what they've been like.
Yeah.
I can testify to that. They really do... whinge.
Yeah, you saw it.
I saw it.
Yeah.
I feel like whingers are always going to whinge, though.
Yeah,
They'll just find something else to be like upset about.
Yeah. Well, hopefully not this week, because I don't think there was... in my opinion, and we'll go around the table, but for me, I thought that was the most well-rounded performance that we've given this year, and when you consider we've turned over Man City by the same scoreline, but very convincingly.
Yep.
But that was definitely more of a second half blitz from my point of view, but this was start to finish pretty dominant performance. So let's go around. Rosa, what did you think of the performance? Did anything stand out, or was it just blanket excellent?
I just feel like I'm in dreamland at the moment. Like, I can't believe how well it's going. I thought that performance was just incredible. Like, I can't pick a player who played badly. I would definitely say Dembele was amazing. Toby Unpronounceable was amazing. Danny Rose, Kyle Walker, Kyle Brain Freeze aside, was amazing.
Yeah.
But you know, you're just going to get that with him, and it's fine, I think. I almost, after the first 20 minutes, I thought, okay, fine, I feel like we need to be in their half more. I don't really know what's going on. Like, we just need to do something. And then we got the goal, and that was just it. Like, we were all over them. We destroyed them, and it was beautiful. It was beautiful to watch, and so satisfying because it's them.
Yeah. And recently it's not been going that way, even last year with the two all at home. I totally agree.
It's fantastic. It was probably the best game of the season, I thought, to watch. And you're right, it sort of started slowly and it was like, oh, okay, it's going to be... I'll be nervous, what's going on? But then, as you say, once a goal... And we lost focus slightly, as we often do, but then it picked up and, yeah, can't pick a bad player. Mm. I think they all played really well.
Do you think
the goals were fantastic.
Do you think it was maybe a bit of a slow start because we had the international break in this way?
I don't know.
Because of the sort of
possibly
thing that we are, do we need that sort of continuity?
Yeah, it was a shame. I mean, there isn't another one now, is there? There's no more international breaks for a while, which hopefully will... Good. You're probably right, actually. There was that sort of lull. Because after the Arsenal game, which was similarly... We played really well.
Mm.
It was a shame to lose that momentum a wee bit, but we got back in. It was fantastic. I loved it. The goals were great. Walker's goal was just to keep watching it.
Yeah,
it was absolutely
beautiful.
That's confidence, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's brilliant. Like, but yeah,
he wouldn't have done that at the start of the season, the first game of the season.
No, well, he did, just in a wrong
but head. He did, yeah, he did. But it's just, you could see the confidence by that point, flowing through everyone.
Absolutely.
It's just like, our right back's going to score an outside of the boot,
curling out there.
And he's just going to ping it past you. That's the mood we're in at the moment.
Yeah, I think that was a good way of finishing the match. It was a shame that we conceded the goal. And I remember at the time I wasn't pissed off, but it was so close to the perfect.
It'd been so nice not to.
It was a piss. But that's Tottenham. It wouldn't.
Yes.
Wouldn't
have that. Yeah, exactly.
Without some kind of minor fuck up.
It was a hell of a goal, actually.
It was a great goal.
Yeah. This, some of it's on Kyle, but as well, you can't take it away from him.
No,
what's his name?
Lanzini.
He's a good player. He's a quality player.
Yeah, he is. He's just a money grabber.
But I think just coming back to the sort of opening 15-20 minutes, actually, to me, that reminded me quite a lot of the Liverpool game, where it was more we're just going to kind of see what they're going to come out with.
Yeah.
And just wait. Obviously, I didn't feel like that at the time, but I think looking back on it, that is now how it kind of plays out in my mind, that we're just waiting, seeing what they're going to do, and then just saying, right, we've got you now.
Do you feel like we're able to do that because we know how fit we are?
Yeah,
exactly.
We know we can go 90 minutes plus,
exactly.
Completely
yeah.
comfortable,
yeah.
And it's possibly risky.
Yeah, but we've done it. Though.
Doing that and
but,
going
yeah,
out,
but it's.
So.
I think this Tottenham team is all about risks. Though.
Yeah,
it's all about risk. Like the whole pressing game is really risky.
It is.
Like
it's great.
Bombing players forward, putting them under pressure, forcing them to mistake. If a team can play their way out of that, then we're in trouble. But
that's fair.
We're all about risk, and it's paying off. Like every risk we take is really working.
Yeah. And Bilic said that in his interview after
the
game.
I saw that.
Bilic was really.
He's complimentary. He's
impressed.
Was, wasn't he?
To the
he was
point
really impressed.
Of, I think that West Ham fans were starting to
getting a bit,
a little bit narky with it. In first of all, with the they thought he got it wrong, and I think we spoke about it before, Dan. We both said that we thought that he got it quite badly wrong.
Yeah,
Bilic just is. But
he got the 11 right, but then his tactics were all wrong.
Yeah,
it was like the right thing to do was to try and test us in the air because we were really struggling against Arsenal. And when I saw Sakho and Carroll up front, I was like,
yeah, here we go.
You know, here we go. Mm-hmm. And but then they got a free kick after like 10 minutes, and they played it short and had a shot.
Mm.
I was like, well, don't do that.
Was that terrible shot?
If I was a West Ham fan, I'd be wanting that on
Carroll's
head.
Absolutely.
It did feel like. 2-0 and at 1-0, it did feel like they were Charlie Parrish said on Twitter, like they're one cross away from getting back in this game.
Yeah.
But they didn't get a chance to put that cross in. That was partly because we were so good, but I think partly because they didn't play to their strengths at all.
I think we beat them on the pitch in terms of football, but and this sort of ties in quite neatly with what I was going to ask next. We took no shit, but we gave a lot of shit out, didn't we? I can think of Dyer stood up to Sakho, Walker stood up, someone. Kane got done by Noble, and then Ali got involved and got booked.
Which was annoying, but also brilliant, wasn't it?
Yeah.
You can't get too mad.
No, but do you... I mean, how frustrating is that for Ali himself as well? Because he's maybe going to... Is he going to watch from the sidelines knowing that he's got no chance of playing against Chelsea and be thinking, if I'd have just... Because he didn't need to do anything.
He
wasn't reacting to a tackle on him.
He was sticking
just
up for his teammate.
Which is great.
Which is
and
brilliant.
I loved it.
Yeah, exactly.
It does does make me wonder, is it a harsh lesson?
It will be, and he's young, and you know he's going to need to have those sorts of lessons, I guess. Mm. And he's in the right place for them, isn't he? But also maybe it's not necessarily a bad thing that he has a rest, maybe?
Yeah. Someone actually asked that. I can't remember who it was, and I'm not sure if they're in the questions at the end, but... Yeah, somebody asked that. It seems to be...
It's a shame it's against Chelsea, but...
Yeah.
I think it's testament to this Tottenham team that it's not really a problem.
No.
Yeah.
Like, Lamella can come back in, and Dembele can stay in the two. I don't think we're much weaker.
Or there's somebody else who maybe might come on. I wonder who
I wonder who we could also play. Yeah, I mean, like, I love Dele Alli. I think he is a tremendous player.
I think I missed something there. Do you love Ryan Mason?
That's a mild...
I mean, I love Ryan Mason, but I was just about to say, either Lamella comes back in or Mason comes into the two. Yeah. Or even Bentaleb's
waiting in the wings.
I don't think you'll play against Chelsea, you'll play against Carabao, but...
Yeah, which would be great to see him back.
There's just... Last season, we did not have options.
No.
If someone got injured, it was like, oh, shit.
Here comes Pulley.
And now it's just like, well, you know, it's probably, as Cass said, it's probably a good thing for Ali
to rest. He's 19. And he's been, you know, he played the England game, he was amazing, but, you know, he probably could do with a wee sit down.
Did he play in Spain at all?
He did come on, didn't he?
He and Dyer came on together.
Yeah. That wonderful moment.
So he's played so much football, and it is a shame that it's Chelsea. But
maybe we're still fucking doing.
Yeah, because Chelsea, they're shit.
Yeah, we'll come on to obviously the Chelsea preview in a little bit, because I've got some specific questions about that, but. Kath, you mentioned Dembele,
we're of the same mind when it comes to
he's justifying our love.
Yeah. He's
loving
also
it.
Apologise.
I have.
Again.
I'm sorry, Lisa. If I'm going to defend this, which I still think I need to, I don't think anyone really saw this coming.
No.
Everyone knew it was in him,
yeah.
And that's why he was so frustrated.
Yeah.
With Paulinho, people were ready to sack him off because he was useless and had nothing. Like,
yeah.
It didn't look as if there was ever a time you looked at him and thought, oh, if he just did that, he'd be all right. He had nothing to offer.
Yeah.
With Dembele, we knew he had everything that he's doing now. He can win the ball, he can dribble with it, he can pass, and he can
shoot.
He can do everything positive that we all... Just
you see flashes of it, haven't you? Yeah, exactly.
Like, yeah, but it's all coming together now. We've got the most undroppable player in the Premier League at the moment, apart from Jamie Vardy and a couple of others.
Yeah.
There's not anyone else that's influencing games to the level that he is at the moment.
Yeah.
And yeah, I was wrong, and I really didn't want to sell him. I thought this was the best
choice. That is the intro.
Okay.
Absolutely.
No. I thought that we could have cashed in this year and got the most amount of money we could have, because I thought another year of what he's done for the last two or three would have really ended him.
I think that's the thing, you didn't want to see that again with him.
No.
And I mean, Kath and I are we're Moussa believers, and I think we always have been.
Yes.
Dembelievers.
Dembelievers,
that's it.
New hashtag.
But it's true, he has been so frustrating, and there's just so often when you see him with the ball and you're just watching him go forward with it and you're like, just release it, just a second earlier, just do it. And he would always linger just that little bit too long and someone would come in and just nick it off him.
Mm.
Or he would have it and he would pass it sideways or backwards. And you just knew that he had all of that talent and all of that strength, all of that skill, and it just somehow wasn't coming together for him. And now, like, you called it Poch magic.
It is. I think that, it must be.
Do you attribute it solely to Poch?
I mean, it's obviously, I think he's clearly having an effect on a lot of players, isn't he? The confidence that he seems to be having, instilling in them. It's brought it out of him, you know, and it's great to watch.
There's a penny dropped.
Maybe.
The penny seems to drop for Dembele.
Yeah.
Anyway. Like you say, you can't have that amount of talent without applying it, without sort of showing it by applying it in the way that he has.
Yeah.
But, it didn't seem like Potch really fancied him last season, did it? I mean, he dropped him. He took him off at half time.
Was he injured last season?
He's always been injured.
He maintained he was fit, but there was a rumour going around that he might have a persistent hip problem.
Yeah. That he's had for a few years.
But Potch, I mean, if you remember last season when Eriksen was just absolutely knackered. Mason was absolutely knackered. Potch didn't want to play him in either of those roles, and I thought he'd be one of the first to go in the summer. So in a sense, I also need to apologise. I think he's proved everyone wrong, and you're right in saying that he's one of the form players in the country right now. He was just absolutely brilliant against West Ham. I loved it. It was just so much power, so much. There's not many players that combine that power and that skill. You're normally one or the other. You know, Yaya Toure is one that I can think of at the top of my head.
Yeah,
but he's got all the technique, but you can't get the ball off him. I mean, it's
there's a lot of things we're talking about Dembele, and we're talking about Dembele dropping deeper into the two for the Chelsea game. We will go on to Chelsea preview, but just quickly, Ali against Arsenal was much more advanced, I thought. I thought that Dembele was part of the two. You can take a Sky Sports lineup for what it is, but it seems as though they put Dembele at the tip of the three in midfield, but it was Ali that was getting into the box. If you look at the first goal from Harry Kane...
against West Ham?
Yes.
Definitely.
I think that it's not going to be an unnatural thing. It's not going to rejig too much to have Dembele technically part of that.
Yeah, no, I think that Dembele was a lot... Well, for the most part, it is fluid, but for the most part, he was next to Dyer in that game.
Because I don't actually think Ali had the best game against West Ham. I feel like I've seen him play better. But what he does do is he was just causing quite a lot of chaos, and I feel like West Ham just
didn't know what to do with it.
His energy,
everyone's energy.
I've said it after the Arsenal game, but I think. I don't know, it'd be interesting to see if other Premier League teams start getting younger, because the energy of Tottenham is just ridiculous.
Can you imagine if you're a young player at the moment and you'd be looking at Tottenham, oh, that's where I want to go.
I was thinking that today.
Really good point.
Fantastic.
You can either be like Ruben Loftus-Cheek at Chelsea, or you can be Dele Alli.
The last really successful team that we built, which is arguably was Harry Redknapp's sort of mate, two or three seasons, and that was all built on young players that we bought in with potential of becoming what they were. Modric was 22 when we bought him in. Bale was very young. Yeah, 17, yeah. 17 yeah. 18.
Wow.
You know, King was our club captain. He came from the youth ranks. Dawson was a young guy from Nottingham Forest.
Lennon,
Huddleston. These were all, and Defoe as well, and Keane to a point, I suppose. But we built a successful team out of that, and we seem to be doing that thing again, but we haven't got that. We had an element of being so raw under Redknapp and people previous, and Yull particularly, but this team's got that steel of they're old heads on young shoulders, aren't they?
So that's really perfect if you've
got a clever player with a young body to be able to deal with 50 games a season, then It's exciting. We're in November, and this feels like how I felt about Tottenham teams in like September before. You know, when you're top of the league.
This could be our season.
We're starting to. We've been a slow burn.
A bit longer.
We're on the way.
It's scary though.
Yeah, it is.
It's beautiful.
We just gotta
accept it.
It is lovely.
Like, it's so amazing to watch it all happen. I think what we're seeing now, I feel like this is what people said Pochettino would do. But,
it's happening quicker. Like, last season, it was kind of building up to it, wasn't it? And last season, I thought it was a decent season for us.
And now it's just gone like that.
Yeah. Well, that's why I kind of think about the West Ham game. Like, there have been lots of performances since Pochettino came, which have been really great examples of his like pressing philosophy.
Yeah.
Like, the first one was probably Everton last year, when Zidane scored the winner. And then there was Chelsea, and then there was Arsenal last year. And after every game, it's like the language you use is like, oh, the penny dropped, or it's starting to come together, or that was really encouraging. But after the West Ham game, it sort of doesn't feel like that language is appropriate anymore. Like,
it's just, this is how
it is. What it is.
Yeah, this is how
it is.
This is
how we are now. Yeah.
This is what we can expect. There are going to be dips, because we are a young team, and I think we have to acknowledge that. Yeah. But this is the kind of base standard for what we can expect from Pochettino's teams now. Yep. Like they are going to relentlessly press. It's going to be high energy. It's going to be skillful. They're going to be a little bit thuggish. It's great.
That's fine.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we are bastards.
Yeah, we are bastards. And I love the word bastards.
Because we're not always.
We're not like horrible bastards.
No.
Yeah.
No.
We're not John Terry. We're
no.
Yeah,
no.
We are that. We're just not going to leave you alone. And if,
yeah.
If,
yeah.
You know, even at 1-0, somebody, I can't remember who said it, but at 3-0 up, we looked as if we were 2-1 down yesterday.
In terms of fighting.
Yeah. Just wanting
every
more.
Ball
yeah.
You fought for and every
yeah.
head
well,
up.
Every 50-50 was ours.
It was.
Yeah.
And
when was the last time you saw a Tottenham team do that?
And without that fear of we're going to just concede and, you know, they'll just keep coming at you. You just could never relax. It's that feeling is going away slightly.
Yeah.
Slightly.
And what I really like about this conversation as well is that nobody has actually mentioned, aside from Dembele, we haven't mentioned any individual players since like the first couple minutes when we're talking, because this is a collective
team.
And we're looking at possibly, and I made this point on Twitter yesterday, we've got more than 11 players in our squad at the moment that are undroppable, which is weird because you can't have 11 more than 11 undroppable players because it doesn't work, but we're in a position where those players that are outside it aren't going to be unhappy not to be playing, because how can you drop Dembele for Eriksen to drop in and Lamela and all of this, because if you do get pissy, we've sort of seen with Andros Townsend. If you blow your top, you're in trouble. So, it's exciting. And we've still got a couple of players to come back as well. Sam's not fully fit. Bentaleb's coming back.
Sam was good yesterday.
He was
though.
Great, I thought.
Yeah.
Quietly, but he was.
Well, I think
him
and Eriksen were quite
match fit. Like, no. I thought he was great, but there were a couple of points where it was like
he wasn't fizzing like
if
he was.
He was just race through there, like scoring.
Yeah.
When he gets back to his best,
that's
going to be something. Yeah,
it's a weapon.
Absolutely.
But then partly, I feel like that was also like the first 20 minutes. I felt that him and Eriksen were quite quiet, and then just again, like it just kicked up another level.
Yeah,
we've got that.
It's beautiful.
We've got that level, and so much is down to the groundwork that Pochettino did in the first year with the fitness and stuff.
Exactly.
With the players that were going to stay and be important, it wasn't about what you got out of them in the end. It was about building their fitness to make this team in the second season, which was always going to be the important one.
And that's what I feel like quite a lot of us were trying to say, like all of last season, and trying to just not have this whole "we want everything now." Like, just give me everything right now, because that's modern football. And she's like, just give the man time. Like, we don't want to be that Tottenham anymore.
No.
And I feel like it's almost those games are like, that's what Tottenham is now. Before, you would see a Tottenham team come out and just go for it in the first 20 minutes. And if it didn't happen and we didn't get a goal, heads would drop, get frustrated,
exactly.
The other team would come back, hit us, we'd go 1-0 down, and that'd be
it.
That's
exactly what I was saying to Tom.
Yeah, it's
red above. Like, that first 20 minutes was so congested, and there wasn't a lot of space, and it was really scrappy. It was the kind of 20 minutes where you think, I still kind of think I could be a professional footballer in some games.
They're
making that look really easy. Like, I could do that pass,
yeah.
or I could head that in. But it was like one of those 20 minutes where like everything was so tight, and there was no room. And I think under Redknapp, it would have been like 80 minutes of that, and then we'd have lost our heads and conceded.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, under AVB, it would have been 89 minutes of that, and Bale would have scored a wonder goal. Pochettino, it's just like 20 minutes of that, and then we just found a way through.
Yeah.
That's what you're saying, just work them out.
Yeah,
exactly. And then that's
we are clever.
That's clever,
it's lethal to some teams.
Yeah.
You've just got to hope that when you look at the likes of West Brom and like Norwich and that coming to White Hart Lane, where we have previously struggled to break teams down, we're just going to let them do what they do for 20 minutes and then
and say, right, okay, see what you're made of, and then off we go. Yeah.
It's nothing I've ever seen before. And even if we finish fifth or sixth this season, I still look at this and think we've got a better foundation to build on this season than last season, certainly, I think. Last season, as good as it was, you know, those players have a year.
Another year,
Belt, who knows? It's an exciting place to be.
But you know the game that like gives me hope about those tricky teams coming to the lane is the Palace game.
Mm.
because I was there and I really, like, they thought they were going to do us like they have done and they didn't. And I know, there was only 1-0.
Sorry, 1-0. Yeah.
And it was when Eriksen came on, basically. Yeah. And he was just like, oh, you need a goal. Yeah. Here's a pass.
Here you are. Yeah. This is what I do.
And it was beautiful.
Yeah.
But just the fact that that happened, and they're the kind of team, you know, like, how many times, like, didn't we just lose to Pardew, like, however many times?
Twice last year.
It was horrendous.
Yeah.
And I thought, that's it. Like,
yeah.
You can't do us anymore.
No, we're not that. Don't have that soft centre anymore.
Mm. Oh, that's good. Well, we've got Carabao on Thursday before Chelsea at home, which is a 12 noon kick-off on Sunday.
Yeah. And they're playing, I just found out they're playing Tuesday in Israel, so they've got 2 days more.
In Israel, though.
In Israel, but still.
Yeah, but that's still
not if it was Wednesday night, it would be a bit of a leveller. Wednesday in Israel, Thursday.
Maybe. But for a team that is still, I mean, that 1-0 against Norwich that they had.
Oh, it wasn't convincing.
Not, yeah. It wasn't, and I think that could mask the problems that they are having still. And against a team like
paper over the cracks is what you want to say.
Well, exactly, as was the theme of last week. It's, you know, if they're not careful, or if they read a little bit too much into that Norwich result.
Yeah.
We could be looking at another one of those 5-3 matches where we just tell you
can't
know,
cope don't with that. Don't say it. Don't say it.
Of course, we've got
that was the best game of the season.
This is still Chelsea, and they've still got these world class players. And if we're not careful, we can lose that game 1-0 very, very easily because they're still Chelsea.
Hazard's coming back into a little bit.
He is, Costa, and
A clean sheet for them at the moment is worth its weight in goals.
It is.
They were really struggling, but and they had 4. Games without a win and stuff like that. So
four defeats in the balance, wasn't it?
It was.
Before Norwich.
Yeah. Or maybe 3 defeats.
I think without Carabao Thursday night, we would rightfully be firm favourites.
Yeah.
Proper favourites.
We need to beat Carabao though, didn't we?
Yeah. Well, but we need to win that game. And obviously there are a couple of players. We're going to come on to this. The players I haven't checked the running order, but I probably should have.
If we could do Carabao now, then well.
Yeah, obviously, there are a couple of players now, Ali being one, Townsend being another, Bentaleb being a third, that you think would definitely start that game, who won't start
at Chelsea.
against Chelsea.
Yeah.
So we've got at least 3, and maybe the fullbacks as well.
Yeah.
So we've got at least 5 players there who we can rest. But you'd have thought the other 6.
Who do you think is going to rest?
Well, I think the fullbacks will rest. I think he'll play Dyer because he has to.
Do you not think Bentaleb can step in for that?
Oh, yeah, okay.
It's not my favourite.
Straight away, though.
He's not had any.
Yeah. Bentaleb.
For Dyer.
And then Dele Alli.
Bentaleb and Dele Alli, which is a tasty pivot, actually.
Yeah, it is.
When fit.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't know. I want to beat Chelsea so much, and I think it will be so significant because we'll be 13 points ahead of them.
Yeah.
And I don't think they could claw that back.
No.
They've still got to play most of the top.
Not that we've not thrown away 13.
No, not that we've not. Yeah. I know.
Let's just
I know.
In March.
Given the state Chelsea are in, that would be. I think it's a significant game, but.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think Poch's going to rest everyone because he's taking it seriously.
Do we qualify if we beat Carabao?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's an incentive, isn't it? It's a hell of an incentive.
I don't think we'll guarantee top spot, but we'll qualify, I think.
So we, before the next game, which would be Monaco, do we know who we've got after that?
Oh, I don't know.
Or it doesn't matter who. Well, we would have played last year's top 4.
We'll have done that, that's true.
By the time that game comes around, but... Yeah, there's an incentive there to qualify.
To get it out of the way,
We are a fit team, we keep saying it, and we keep being surprised, and we seem to have...
It doesn't seem to have affected us this year as much,
does it,
the first in
our team. I was going to say the same. I think we beat Palace, what's the other... Well, I don't know,
we haven't lost.
Exactly.
that's an easy stat to...
Oh, Arsenal. Arsenal as well, didn't we?
It was after Arsenal's, wasn't it? Yeah, so we're not quite in the same sort of position, are we? So,
but I think it's a 5.5 hour.
It's further away
to Baku, so that's
it is.
11 hours.
They were tough at the lane as well.
Yeah, it's 11 hours travel in 24 hours or whatever.
Yeah, it's a long...
Will he do the same thing of training on the Friday like he did the last time when we went to Monaco, was it? He trained... Oh, was that the pre-season? Before United, he stayed in...
We're not going to stay in Azerbaijan.
No, he stayed in the country to train on the Friday.
Yeah, that's right. In Germany.
Germany and Azerbaijan are slightly different.
Yeah.
It's 5.5 hours.
Yeah, I suppose.
But... if it was me, is what I'm trying to say, I would put in Tommy Carroll, I'd put in Wimmer, I would just rest almost everyone. Yeah, maybe. Or G if he's fit. But I think we can expect Pochettino to make maybe 5 or 6 changes maximum.
Yeah.
You change the central defence?
I'd maybe play one of the Belgians with Wimmer, because I think Wimmer's quite a good player.
We're making changes. We're not going mad. Alvaro's played every. I might be wrong, but has he played every game so far, apart from the Arsenal League Cup game? I'm sure he's played every minute of every other game. And we're in November. Mm. I might be wrong. I think part of the reason
for that is that Wimmer and Vertonghen are both left-footed.
Yes.
So it's slightly harder for Wimmer to partner Vertonghen. They both want to play left centre-back.
Might be something that we address in January.
Might be something we address
amongst others.
I think at the beginning of the season there was probably an expectation that Dyer might play a couple of games at centre-half, but now it's like he's undroppable.
But if need be, there's worse people to drop in and have Bentaleb come in at centre-half. Yeah. It, of course, changes the whole system.
It's true, and also if you're not playing Dyer at defensive midfield, you want to rest him, don't you?
Yes. For the Europa League, yeah. So basically, we don't know.
No idea.
But also, we trust Poch, don't we?
Yeah. We do now.
That's the thing.
You do trust that any 11 he puts out will. The Anderlecht away game aside, which was everyone switched off, and that's another thing that I wanted to talk about as well. He came out and threw the whole team under the bus a bit after that Anderlecht game. He said, not good enough.
There are loads of players that
all just switched off.
Yeah.
And since then, we've obviously been unbeaten, but since then, we've been really good.
That really worked, whatever.
Absolutely. He's picking his moments when it's the right time to have a dig at these young players, because they're not fragile, I don't think, but they're...
They are young.
Yeah.
But he didn't pick them out individually, which other managers do.
Exactly.
Which was what's so good. It's like, no,
it's
we...
Does.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And it's horrible. You don't want that. And we didn't play well enough. And it was great.
One thing that Harry Sherlock said on the post-Anderlecht pod was that he thinks Pochettino might have said to the players in the Europa League, take it 75-80%. Save yourself for the weekend. And because it is noticeable how, especially when you see a performance like West Ham, when we're just all over them for the first minute, it is noticeable that we're not doing that in Europa League.
No.
And one part of me thinks other players just saving themselves for the weekend and they're not fussed, but then there's an argument Poch might be saying, you don't need to press quite so vigorously. Mm-hmm. Like, it's Europe. So I don't know. It will be interesting to see how
we get through the groups.
Yeah, it should still get through the group. But it will be very interesting to see how we approach Anderlecht, because playing as we did against West Ham, you could think we could be 2 or 3 goals out of sight by half time, and then you have a relaxed second half. But it doesn't seem like we've done that in the Europa League.
No.
We've played at sort of half intensity for the whole game.
Yeah, it's tricky though, isn't it? Because you do wonder if it's the players or if it's Poch, but. You know, if you're a player and you just know that there's this massive game coming up at the weekend, like, you know, if it was us and you said, do you know what, just choke the Cowboy game so we can do Chelsea, like, you would.
Yeah, of course, because that's
Chelsea. There's got to be part of you that believes you're good enough even at 70-80% to beat a team like...
You would hope
it's a dangerous mentality, but you have to believe that as a Premiership footballer, that he's turning over these good teams at home. You know, it's just not... Not really. We're getting an intruder again. You have to believe that if you're a professional footballer and you're going away to a place like Azerbaijan, it doesn't matter about the home game and how much, you know, it was a bit tricky for a while. You can't really believe you're going to be too troubled by them, and so it's a natural thing to step off, particularly with Chelsea on the Sunday, I suppose. So we've talked about how we play it, but we talked about Ali being suspended as well. Do we think it's going to be a simple case of Lamela coming straight back into the team, Eriksen going central, and it being Son and Lamela on the opposing wings? Because Lamela's been really important as well.
Yeah.
It's not like we're
he's going,
I suppose he should come back.
We're
talking Chelsea.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not like we're shoehorning him.
No. Rosie wants to talk about Mason, so...
Yes.
Oh, that's true. Oh, yeah, of course,
you have
the
country's
Carabao,
leading expert on Ryan Mason in the room.
Sorry, go on.
It's so tricky because basically that's what I want to see. I love that man. I love how he plays, and I just want to be very clear. This isn't about how he looks. This is about this is a man, right, who thought I'm just gonna take my moment.
Go on,
soapbox about Ryan Mason. This is a man who he worked all his life for Tottenham, and he'd been so injured and sent out on so many loans. He must have just thought it was never ever going to happen, and then a manager like Poch comes in and he gets his chance, and that goal that he scored against Forest in the cup, and that moment when he just doesn't even know if he's going to celebrate or not, and then he just goes crazy. Just how do you not love that?
No.
Yeah, no,
we all love it.
Yeah, I think it's you can't have enough players in your team that would love the team they're playing for.
Yeah,
it
exactly.
Doesn't matter who you support. If you've got someone that's come through the ranks and plays, it always means a little bit more.
Yeah, it does.
And he's not a bad player at all. This is it. He's a victim of how he's had the injury that he got, because from then on, we won a few games on the bounce, or again, we've not lost, but the football that we played, and it's not because Mason came out of the team, but the football we've played since then, since Sunderland, when the shackles came off and we'd finally won that first game.
He was
the match winner. He hasn't really come back fully from it, but he must have been so frustrated to watch on the touchline and think, not being missed. It's not in an attacking Mason way, it's just you look at it and you'd want to see, if I was a professional footballer and I was injured, having been in the first team, I'd like to see the team that I play for struggling
missing
without
you,
me, or just at least missing the thing that I can bring to the team.
I mean, Bentaleb as well. He was
last
the
season.
Linchpin.
Yeah, that was
the
true. Particularly
season.
Mason and Bentaleb and Kane.
I really thought he was going to be
that. I mean, if I feel bad saying it, especially in front of Rosa, but that double pivot of Mason and Bentaleb. It just seems so dated now. I mean, I'm not saying they're bad players. I'm saying that combination.
Yeah,
you're right.
It's so last season.
Yeah, it's literally last season.
It's literally so last season. I mean, seriously, guys.
I feel like with Poch, though, you just don't know. People can. Like, who really in that team? I think, obviously, people were really, really excited about Eric Dier and Dele Alli, and rightly so. But nobody was expecting that in the beginning of the season.
No.
Nobody. And there were plenty of people having hissy fits about not
putting Dier
signing
a defensive
midfielder.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
so
we weren't among those.
No,
people actually. If you'd have told someone at the beginning of the season, or if you'd have told someone that we weren't going to sign XYZ, so the defensive midfielder and the striker and all this, and if you said to somebody, or somebody said to you at the beginning of the season, that our starting midfield against Arsenal away and West Ham at home would have been Eric Dier, Dele Alli and Moussa Dembélé, people would have had aneurysms over it, because all three of them, one of them's not playing in the position he's played for us before, another one is about nine, and the other one was like out the house prices in Sunderland, so it was crazy. But again, you got a transfer.
Exactly. This is it.
If he wants Mason to
stay. No, you're absolutely right. I sort of concede the point. But I think.
Yes.
His decision.
No, it's a weird one with Bentaleb, because he was the sort of central figure of last season. And arguably behind Kane and probably Rose, he was like the player of the season. And he's just so redundant. Well, he has been so redundant. Like, we haven't missed him. We haven't really needed him.
I miss him, but I know exactly what you mean. I'd love him to
come
back.
I still think he has as high a ceiling as anyone in the first team.
Got
that includes Kane, that includes Ali. He has enormous potential, and he could easily finish the season as our central midfielder, starting central midfielder, again being the most important player.
This is a great test for Benson. This is as good a test as being thrown in by Sherwood or as the main starter under Poch last season.
Yeah,
this is as big a test as he's had to face. It's your first long-term injury in 2.5 months or whatever is a long-term injury in football, particularly how we're evolving. So it's
And particularly what happened to him before he got injured
as well.
He was shit. It was frustrating because he wasn't.
Where did that come from?
Yeah.
He's starting against United and Everton. Very badly against United.
I think he only started against United. I think that was.
Did he start against Everton as well? He came on against Stoke and was poor. You faced Mason against Stoke, and that was the sort of start of the collapse.
So weird, isn't it? By the end of the season, our midfield could be Tom Carroll, Zeki Friars. Harry. Like, you just don't know what is going to happen at the end of this season. It's just.
But I think it'll be if I forgot about Mason when we were talking about Carabag, but. If he plays with Ben, that would be quite good for Ben to have to play alongside the guy he knows
they,
how to play
exactly.
alongside. So I think he sort of, against United, part of it was he was playing against Dyer.
Mm-hmm.
Dyer was still a bit unfamiliar in that position. I don't think it helped anyone. So
Although Mason was fine when he came on against United.
Oh, yeah.
Let's all remember that.
Yeah.
If you think you're going to get any of this,
do you ever feel like there's an argument you're not going to
win?
You found it now.
All of this is just going to be Dan just going, I'm going to edit in parts where you've agreed.
Don't disagree with the top of my head.
There is no podcast this week. We've got about 20 minutes left, which is really good for us.
No nonsense.
This is Rose Ed stuff. Let's go on to listener questions because we had loads this week, and thanks to everyone that sent them in because I reckon this was a record, to be honest, even more than the feature pods.
I was actually doing some work today and I went on Twitter at lunchtime and had 80 notifications. Which is a record for me.
I've never seen a screenshot.
Everybody's very excited, I think, after the West Ham game.
It definitely
adds something to it.
This first question.
Moussa Trembele, which I like. At Callum, I think it's at Callum Bradke. Actually, let's spend some time on this because I'm looking forward to the answers on this. Benitez could be sacked by Real Madrid soon. Does this mean they'll be after Pochettino? Dan, what do you feel about this? I've been talking to people on Twitter about this all day.
Yeah.
Talking to Twitter. Yeah, that's generally what I do.
Twitter is sentient.
I've got my own answer to this, but I'm going to go around the table first.
Well, I think Pochettino is the antithesis of sort of Real Madrid, which is buy all the superstars and put them in, try and lever them into some kind of team. Yeah. But I also think this maybe Real Madrid will be doing a lot of soul searching after the Barcelona defeat and thinking maybe we should be
not
doing things a bit different. Maybe we should not be employing Rafa Benitez and starting to promote youth and sort of focusing less on commercial and more on like football. So I think there's I don't think he's going to be the next Real Madrid boss. I think it'll be Zidane, and I don't think we should worry. But there's definitely a chance.
Yeah.
I mean, the way we played against West Ham, which we've talked about at length, and the way we've been playing at the start of the season, I think people will be taking notice.
Yeah.
And that's such a horrible way to think, but it's like when Ali's playing like he is and when we're playing like we are, and you know, the only downside is I always have in the back of my mind, fuck!
That's just another million on the price.
Close
your eyes, everyone. We're not doing anything.
This is for Spurs fans only.
Look at Jamie Vardy.
Tim Sherwood. Tim Sherwood's free.
So I don't think I actually think AVB's got more of a chance of being next Real Madrid boss than Pochettino. But I mean, the longer we play like this, and the better it gets, then
it's a possibility.
Yeah, I mean, when was the last time a manager was poached rather than sacked?
Yeah, we haven't had it under Levy.
No.
We've never lost a manager under Levy that wasn't sacked
or left, yeah.
Yeah.
I can't see it, like you say, it just doesn't seem like a fit, but maybe another Spanish team.
Yeah,
you know, he'd be a bigger fit.
I mean, yeah, he bought Barcelona.
No,
he's
more our bigger problem is that.
Because
as soon as Simeone goes, Simeone is Pochettino with trophies.
And
as soon as someone comes in for Simeone, and it could be either of the two Spanish clubs, but I'd be surprised if he went to one of them because he seems very fiercely loyal.
But if
Arsenal going for him now,
Chelsea.
If either of them go for Simeone, I think we could be in trouble with Pochettino. That's my concern.
It's more of a fit for
I'm sick now. Yeah. I hadn't even considered that.
I don't do Spursy, but we beat Chelsea, they sack Mourinho, they appoint Simeone, we beat Spursy.
It's
I mean, that's Spursy.
Potts wouldn't do it to us.
If it happens, it's your fault.
Yeah,
he wouldn't do it to us.
And he buys Ryan Mason.
Then I quit football.
Yeah.
The end.
I love Pochettino for so many reasons, but one of them is just making me love Spurs again.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because somebody said yesterday they saw so much activity on their Twitter timeline about how great Pochettino was and how he's made Tottenham likeable again and how we love him again. And it's true, we've had, even towards the end of Harry, you looked at some of those players and just went, fuck you, you're not even trying.
Modric
pulled it in for the last 3 months and pissed off. You know, and we fell out of love with it and he brought it back and he's well within his rights to go somewhere else and do the exact same thing for a lot more money and with a lot more success. But for now, I think we're safe.
I think so.
I certainly think we're safe in terms of Real Madrid.
I mean, the thing about Madrid is that, I mean, it would be ridiculous, but they are ridiculous.
Yeah.
So you just don't know.
He'll be there for 6 months. Yeah, that's a very good point, actually. Okay, we'll move on. Dan Ratigan at DJ Ratigan. For somebody so small, how does Danny Rose win so many aerial challenges? Does he have flubber in his boots? He does, actually, doesn't he?
He won a great one against West Ham in the back post where he got poleaxed by someone, probably Carroll. Saka, I don't remember.
Saka.
It was a really important header, actually.
He's just powered by rage, I think.
He uses his arse muscles. He's got such a giant arse. I've never seen anything like it.
I haven't actually looked at his.
There we are, the next game.
When you're on the West Side, we're attacking.
I'm missing out, clearly.
Yeah, he's
bigger than Ivanovic.
For his size, it's like a squished Ivanovic. It's like someone pushed him down and it all went out one way.
Like one of those toys that you press down and they spring up.
Exactly, yeah. But it all pushed out of his arms.
I'm not comfortable objectifying players like this. No, we don't do that. That's not what we do.
Yeah, you might want to mute half your timeline.
It doesn't work really, does it? It's not a credible point, Rose.
We had a text question this week.
For who?
My mate Chris. He saw it on Twitter, but it's still exciting. We've had two mediums giving us questions.
I put a thing on Facebook and we get a single reply.
No one cares.
Facebook is the devil.
Cheers. Yeah. Dreadful place.
Chris Kirby via text message. Surely a striker has to come in this January. If so, will it be a complete unknown or Charlie Austin? It's not going to be Charlie Austin,
though. It won't be Charlie Austin because we would have signed him in the summer if we wanted to sign him.
Yeah. I don't think the need is as desperate as it perhaps was.
I mean, Harry.
You get your own.
It's a roulette every week. You never know who's going to get around the corner. It's you this week, Rosa.
It's the greatest day ever. And I sort of exaggerate, but not really. I can't remember what I was saying.
We need striker.
I mean, Harry gets
battered every game.
Quite a lot, doesn't he?
Climbing on him and pulling at him.
Doesn't stop him, though.
It doesn't, and he's so strong.
Can he keep it up till May?
I do worry.
We're one injury away.
We are one injury away from having one fewer player.
Available.
Yeah, but catastrophe depends on if it's Kane.
Kane or Dyer
or Loris
or Vertonghen
or Loris.
Or
Toby.
Well, we've got a spine. At least we know there's a spine. But you know, like players do go through whole seasons without getting injured. It does happen.
I mean, Kane didn't get injured last season, did he?
Terry. doesn't get injured. Doesn't, yeah. Like Lampard went through the whole season.
Yeah. It doesn't.
It's possible, but it's a risk. And if we're in competitions towards February, March, where... Well, it's good enough, sorry. If we're in competitions in January, we look at it and we think, well, we can win this and we can get top three, top four, perhaps more.
FA Cup.
We have to, we have to gamble, surely.
Yeah.
He has to learn from the mistakes previous. And because I'm sure he trusts Levy, this is, trusts Pochettino 100 times more than he trusts Harry Redknapp.
Yeah,
I mean, who wouldn't?
And he must do now even more than he did 6 months ago.
And he gave,
he
gave Redknapp the best squad we've had in the Premier League era. He gave him Sahara and Nelson to get top four.
Which I still maintain was reasonable.
You're wrong, man.
Yeah, you're wrong. We're not going to disagree. You're just totally wrong. So we don't know, do we? We don't know who's going
to
be.
To answer the question, I think it's much more likely to be a kind of NG type rather than a Charlie Austin.
Somebody who can play two roles?
Yeah, so someone that could... I think that's what Pochettino wants. I don't think he really... Apart from Kane, I don't think he's a big believer in the kind of Charlie Austin type centre-forward who can only play as a sort of target man.
Okay.
We don't want Berahino?
I don't think it's going to happen in January.
Big sort of... Well...
It would be a weird, like, big...
It would be unusual, wouldn't it?
We were going to pay a premium to buy him anyway, but in January it will be especially,
sure enough,
if West Brom are in any sort of trouble, which is not beyond them, they're not very
although,
good.
Thank you, West Brom.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You made
that was so poor. One shot on target.
Yeah.
Thank you, Poulos. Fucking hero.
It's so cute as well, isn't it? Right. Go around. I'll do a round table for this.
Okay.
One word answer, a name answer, and a very, very quick reason why.
I can't.
Who is the most likeable out of this thoroughly likeable batch of players? Who out of the squad? We'll go the other way around, Rosie.
My answer to all of these questions is the same.
Right,
Ryan Mason.
I can't answer that question genuinely. I can't.
It's got to be someone.
No, I mean, you know, I have likability and I just can't answer it. They're all, I don't know, I can't answer it.
It's all of them. It's a good sign.
It is, I can't answer it. Damn. There are some that are more likeable than others.
I kind of feel the same as Kath. I'm going to give you an answer, which is Dyer.
Yeah.
Fucking love him, man.
Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah.
I
love Kane, I love Ali, I love Mason, I love Dyer. It's just something about him. The bastard element is there.
Yeah.
He's done a couple of interviews which I've loved where he said stuff like, growing up in Portugal, they teach you a certain way and you've got to be hot-headed but you've got to save it. He's a clever guy, he's a great footballer, he's versatile, he loves Spurs even though he's not Spurs.
Yeah. Well, he doesn't like what people are saying about Spurs.
He's
just such a good player.
I think, I'd like to add another name into the mix, but I think Dyer epitomises everything about Pochettino so far. Says it all.
Right, then Cathy has to pick Ryan Mason just to...
I was thinking of Hugo. I love him as well.
He's such a statesman, isn't he?
Such a brilliant ambassador.
You just kind of feel like he's the sort of person that you kind of forget is there.
Yeah, but you...
Until you look around the dressing room.
And there he is.
It's a bit...
Have you seen the video of him losing his shit? Anyone seen that?
What, for France?
There's like a video of him in the dressing room at Lyon. Like swearing, we've got subtitles.
I've heard about
dressing people down.
I'd love to see
it's
that.
It's great because he doesn't come across that way.
He doesn't,
at all.
But I bet. Yeah,
but
there's a reason he's a captain, though.
He's
there must be.
Boss.
The, you know,
I bet he's like a teacher you really respect.
Yeah,
he's having a go at you. You feel like you're letting him down. So
yeah,
much.
You wouldn't.
So
you
would, like
you wouldn't
season.
Want to upset. You wouldn't.
Yeah,
would
exactly.
You?
I'm so sorry, Hugo.
Exactly.
But isn't this one of the best things about this season? Almost is that you are not. Looking at Hugo thinking, why are you here?
No, exactly.
Why are you here? What are you doing with your life?
Like, I need to write
not
him
really.
A personal
no.
letter after
apologizing.
Every game and thanking him and apologizing. Yeah,
thank
you
thank
for
you so much
us
for
19
staying.
Points. Yeah, no, absolutely. That was from Chris Caulfield, at Chris Caulf. To Trump's asked this question, were the financial implications of any potential deal not so clearly insurmountable, would you take bail back?
Yeah,
probably.
Yes.
Yeah.
I understand the question, which I understand what he's getting at, which is that this team is sort of above superstars.
Yeah, yeah.
And,
yeah.
But I think Bale is the type of superstar who would completely buy into the Pochettino philosophy. He would press, he would do... Well, everything. He would do enough to fully warrant his place and not just be a kind of amazing luxury player. So, yes.
Would you not?
No.
I don't think he loves us anymore.
Never go back. He should have given us one more season.
He don't think he loves us anymore.
This is, you know, it'd just be like getting back together with an ex. Don't do it.
Never go back.
Especially with the beard and the hair.
Exactly.
Oh, no, he needs to sort that. He needs to sort
all
that out.
Sometimes it's nice, though. It's sort of familiar.
But you always regret it.
Yeah, but he doesn't ever... He never gives us love, does he? Ever. Other ex-players do. He
actually,
never does.
That's true, that's because he's become this weird sort of corporate...
Exactly.
Brand
he's just like Madrid.
I don't like that, but he's still a world-class player.
He is. And he's...
Last season.
Fuck it, no.
Yeah, exactly.
There you go.
Reason,
exactly.
Yeah.
He doesn't love us. He can sod off.
Fuck off. Rich Arrowsmith, who, just quickly, put a tweet out today about whether a crumpet was bread or a cake.
Bread.
I know you weren't available all day, were you? You missed a hell of a conversation. Everyone got involved. It
what?
Was really, everyone waited.
Why would you think it was a cake?
Exactly.
Where would that come from? Yeah. Cake.
Bread.
I mean,
what's a muffin? Cake.
Well, no, it depends
muffin's
what you mean.
Muffin's more bready than crumpet.
No. Do you mean what Americans call English muffin?
No, sorry. Yeah, I mean English.
You meant the thing.
Yeah, yeah, I'm not talking about. I didn't
not the cakey.
Yeah, muffin is bread, but like, yeah, not like a blueberry.
Crumpet's
no,
a cake.
Yeah, no, sorry. Yeah. Yeah.
Crumpet's like, a thing like, you put butter
like
on and they, yeah.
Like a tea muffin, you know.
Yeah.
That's bread.
Yeah,
that's
I feel like crumpet's quite in the same family as
the
English muffin.
It is, absolutely.
It's bread, yeah, definitely. Yeah, I'm not.
I don't know where. Cake. Where? Who would even.
No.
No.
I mean, there's no better...
Who said that? Leave Twitter. What's wrong with you?
Yeah.
Bad opinion.
To be fair to Rich, he was arguing on our side true, you know, the good.
I mean, anything that's like an amazing vessel for butter, like a crumpet or an English muffin, I feel like is in the bread family.
Bread, yeah.
Because you wouldn't butter a cake, would you?
No. Well, no. Except a malt... it's a malt...
Actually, that's the title of the podcast. We wouldn't butter a cake.
Well, you'd ice it.
There's malt loaves. Malt loaf, is that a cake or a bread? That's probably a bread. That's crossing that, but you see.
You butter
you
it, so
butter
I put it in the bread
them.
Family
I
as
put
well.
It in
possibly,
the, yeah, probably. Although it's sweeter.
Yeah. I love that. I used to call that sticky bread, my mum did.
Really?
So like Johnson's sticky bread.
Sticky bread.
Yeah. We'd like some of that.
Next time, should we bring some baked goods?
You should have. Yeah, well, I love it.
We might. Next time you're
come
on.
On.
Presuming if you'd like to come on again.
Yeah, absolutely. You'd love us
we'll
to,
have to
you'd have
we'll
us back.
Bring a bait. We'll do
baked good. Okay.
Oh, okay. Yes.
We'll do a spin-off, actually. Yeah.
Tottenham Way Bake Off.
The Tottenham Way, but W-H-E-Y.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. What's it doing? Rich Arrowsmith, who's at Rich Arrowsmith, with the obvious buzz about Spurs, how does Poch play the situation? He did go on to explain it. I've not put it into the running order, but it's... He's been saying about playing it down, saying, you know, that we take it one game at a time, which is very stock answer for a football, every person involved in football, if they put a camera in front of their face. But or does he sort of start giving a little bit of confidence and riding this crest of a wave to the young players and saying, you know what, believe in yourself and who knows what can happen?
Well, I don't think it has to be either or. I think behind the scenes...
Yeah.
He'll be saying something different. Poch never gives anything away in the media.
I know, it's good. That's a good thing.
His media poker face is one
brilliant.
Of the things I love
it's
most
brilliant.
About him.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
I'm sure he'll, maybe not now, but if this keeps up, there'll be people in the dressing room like Lloris, like Vertonghen, maybe like even like Dembele saying, look, we can do something here.
Yeah.
And they'll be telling the young guys to believe. But Pochettino is going to maintain, even if we're top, 10 points clear with a couple of games to go, he'll be maintaining that poker face. Because that's just
that's
the
what
way
he's
he
like.
Plays the media.
Yeah. Which is good. That's one of my favourite things about him as well, actually. Final question, Billy McCann at Billy_McCann. If Harry Kane scores 25 plus goals in all competitions and we finish third this season, does he stay? I think this is quite a nice point to end on. Do you feel like this is a group of players that knows what they're onto at Tottenham with Pochettino as a long-term project, or at the end of these 2 years, with so many players impressing and the manager impressing indeed, are we going to start seeing a couple of people start to break off and think, if I'm going to win stuff, I need to go here, you know, here, there? What do we think?
I'm just going to believe. I'm just going to say everyone stays.
I think, that's if what I want to believe.
If everyone doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I think, I think if we finish third, we're automatically
in the Champions League. Yeah. So they'll get Champions League football, which is what everybody wants.
I mean, with the exception of Lloris, all these guys have so many years ahead of them.
Yeah.
If they get to play in the Champions League at the age they are, then with Spurs in a team that's done amazingly well, which we would have done to finish third, then they're going to stay. Yeah. The only person I could see leaving in the summer at the moment is Lloris, because he is getting to that age where he deserves to be winning stuff as
If he wins Euro 2016, I think he'll stay. Yeah.
If he captains France, he's going to have suitors.
In his home country, to winning a major competition. Of course, he will have suitors, he will have people, but I do feel like that might... All of this has to happen. You know, that's he might look at his lot and go, you know what, bring something here, because goalkeepers as well, they've gone forever, so Brad Feeder was still like knocking around, he's 83. You never know.
Even though I said earlier in the pod I'm not too worried.
What about Kane? Do you think
he's staying? He loves us.
And I think that there is a loyalty factor in there. And he's not just someone that we bought in for a lot of money and then went, oh, hold on, we're not just going to throw you aside because you're not performing to your price tag. You know, we'll stick with you. He came through and he came from nowhere behind two established strikers last season and bossed it. And he's starting to do it again this year as well. Was it seven goals for the season?
Eight in the league with five. Yeah. He's third in the league with top scorers now. Yep. Only Lukaku with nine and Vardy with like 70.
And they're both flying.
I mean,
but that whole thing was ridiculous anyway, right? Because hadn't like Aguero and Hazard not scored that much either?
No,
of course not. Nobody's worried about
that. The difference is that Kane contributes in so many other ways as well. If basically people criticising Kane weren't watching
what he was doing.
I mean, he's double figures before Christmas comfortably.
Yeah.
And then he could easily get 20 again.
And he's all ours.
Yep. I think all of this, I mean, this hinges on Poch, right? If he stays, they stay.
But we're confident of that as well.
I think he'll stay. I think he will.
Yeah. Do you know what? I don't even care. I'm all in. Just, I'm a believer. <That's it>. Just whatever.
Yeah.
I don't. If I'm proved wrong and it's terrible, I don't care.
Go enjoy it while it
lasts.
Exactly.
We've been here before, and we know how sometimes it ends. Thank you guys so much for coming down. It's been really fun.
Thank you.
We'll get you on again before the end of the season, maybe before the end of the year, actually.
I don't know what the date is. 23rd in November?
We need to sort of work out what we're going to do over the Christmas pods as well.
You've got the beard, you're going to keep growing it and dress up as
Santa Claus. Yeah, let's put some jam powder in it.
Some glitter.
Yeah, exactly.
A bit of glitter.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that is the new thing.
That is the thing.
Is it?
God, yeah. Dear me.
I'm so old and not buying into that.
Good for you.
You call him Santa Claus. American
Santa Claus.
You just talking about Father Christmas.
I was too long, wasn't it? Sorry. Wrap it up. Speaking of which, so Kath, you are at Curly Kath.
I am.
Rosa, you are at Rosa La.
Yeah, Rosa _La.
Dan, and me at Tom Foynes 8.
Actually, can I do one last appeal for the advent calendar? Can you put this at the beginning? No, don't put it at the beginning.
No, do now.
Alright, so me and Tom have got this idea. I've got a few people on board, but we're going to do a story on the Tottenham Way every day of Advent, right? And it's going to be like a great moment from Spurs history. So Crouch's goal at the Etihad.
That's been written.
That's the one we've already got. Like Bale versus Inter Milan, the double winning team. And you can write it in any style you want, but basically, I want people to write these for the site. If you've got a particular memory of a game, like you were somewhere weird or you're at the game or just something, you've got a perspective that you want to share, then please get in touch with me on Twitter at the Tottenham Way.
We've got a spreadsheet.
I've got a spready.
Spreading.
Sorry. It's a Google
Doc. Please don't call it that.
Yeah.
Spreading. We're back to baked goods again.
Yeah. I think it'll be really good, and you can sort of open one of these every day of Advent, and hopefully it'll be really good. Mini series. I'll publish one every morning, and it'll be
nice to get a wider community on it. And we've got 24 things, and a couple of people have taken two or three, but. You can obviously come to us with an idea, but if you're not sure what you want to write but you want to get involved, we'll allocate you a story. Just get in touch with us, it'll be really good. I'm looking forward to it. I'm hoping it works out. Thank you very much for joining us. We'll see you next week with a Chelsea review. It's getting exciting. Come on, you Spurs.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest. Life comes at you fast, which is why it's important to find some time to relax. A little you time. Enter Chumba Casino. With no download required, you can jump on anytime, anywhere for the chance to redeem some serious prizes. So treat yourself with Chumba Casino and play over 100 online casino-style games, all for free. Go to ChumbaCasino.com to collect your free welcome bonus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21+. Terms and conditions apply.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.